Okay. You can probably bring me down a little bit. I'm a little bit edgy. Praise God. Great. Okay, well, let's pray over the offering. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your promise to bring blessing and increase in our lives as we operate in the financial law of sowing and reaping and giving and receiving. Lord Jesus, you said, give and it shall be given unto you. And we thank you, Lord, as we act on your word. We believe and we receive that which your word promises in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, it's an amazing thing, actually, just talking about the whole idea of giving and receiving.
牧师要分享的就是给跟领受。
Every week, we have to again exercise our faith.
那在每一个星期里面,我们操练我们的信心。
You know, you think, well, you know, you just give one time and that's it. That's it. Never again.
我们就是以为说给一次就可以了。
But the idea is, and it's not only the offering, it is in all areas of our life.
不是只是因为你给那个奉献,就是因为我们的生命。
Whether you release forgiveness to a person that really doesn't deserve it.
那么你给的不是那个人应该领受的。
Whether you show kindness or you release love to a person.
不是说你要对那个人好或者你爱他。
You know, it's an act of faith every single time.
就是因为我们的信心的问题。
And so I agree with Ben. Let's be courageous believers. Amen?
那么我们同意Ben所说的,我们就是要 甘心乐意地给。
Praise God.
感谢主。
Let's have a look at the Word of God this morning.
我们今天要翻开圣经。
And we're going to look at Mark chapter 4.
我们要 打开圣经读马可福音。
And I just want to pick up one verse.
四章。 牧师就会选一个章节,
Verse 35 in Mark chapter 4.
就是在35节,
We've got a little bit of ground to cover here. It says, on the same day when evening had come, Jesus said to his disciples, let us cross over to the other side.
那么在这个经节说, 当那天晚上, 耶稣对门徒说, 众人, 耶稣乃在船上, 他们就把他一同带去, 也有别的船和他同行。
Sounds like he said a whole lot more in Chinese.
英文比较长,华文比较长。
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity.
神,我感谢你给我们这样的机会。
To speak the word of God.
能够分享你的话语。
I pray that all those who hear.
我们祷告,为在座的每一位祷告。
Both present and those listening even to a podcast.
无论听的,分享的,
but they'll receive your word with life and power.
我们就可以领受你的能力在当中。
I ask that you confirm your word with signs and wonders in Jesus' name.
我们祈求你的话语充满你的力量,充满你的神迹奇事。
Amen.
Amen.
Everything that Jesus said and did,
我们在这里看到无论耶稣讲的,做的,
was always because the Holy Spirit led him to do it.
就是因为圣灵的带领, 所以他这样的做。
Jesus said, I only do the things that I see the Father do.
耶稣就说, 我所行的就是因为父亲所行的。
And I only speak the things that I hear the Father saying.
我所讲的因为天父所讲的。
So there was never an activity that Jesus did just because he thought it was a good idea.
耶稣没有说所讲的,所做的,就是他认为是好的。
Jesus had been teaching the multitudes for an entire day.
那么耶稣在他的教导里面,就是教导那些态度。
And now it's evening, and he has decided to leave the crowds behind and go across on the lake to the other side.
那么我们在这个章节能够看到,那天晚上,耶稣就是离开 那个群众到另外一边去。
Jesus is tired because he's been teaching all day.
那么我们也看到耶稣是在很疲惫，因为他教了一整天。
And as they set off across the lake, He falls asleep at the back, in the back of the boat.
那么当他上了船上的时候，他就在船尾那里睡着了。
As he is sleeping, suddenly a great storm arises.
那么当他在睡的当中，他忽然间有一个狂风吹过来。
This is not a normal storm.
这个狂风不是普通的那一种狂风。
It is a life-threatening storm.
那个是能够夺命的一种狂风。
The wind is blowing hard.
那么那个狂风吹得很大。
Waves are high up.
那么也看到那个浪也冲了很大的上来。
And they're crashing into the boat.
那么也看到那个浪打在那个船上。
And it is a life-threatening situation.
那么也看到生命也面对那种危险。
And the disciples are afraid too.
那么门徒也看到这样的浪，他们也害怕。
They try to keep their little boat afloat.
那么他们想办法要怎么样把那个船稳定。
And finally they wake Jesus up.
那么他们就来到一个地步，要把耶稣叫醒。
They said, Jesus.
他们就说，耶稣。
We're about to drown.
他说，你赶快起来看，我们要沉下去了。
Don't you care that we're about to drown?
他说你。难道不管这样的一个狂风吗
？Jesus wakes up.
那么耶稣就醒过来。
He sees the atmosphere around it.
那么他就看到整个情况这样的危机。
The huge waves.
他就也看到这个狂风，这个浪冲过来，风也很大。
You can imagine he's just woken up.
那么你想象得到耶稣忽然间醒过来，看到这样的情况。
He raises his hand into the storm.
那么他就开始指着那个风。
He says to the storm, lie down.
他就叫那个风安静下来。
He says to the waves, be at peace.
那么叫那个浪就平静。
And as quick as the storm came,
当那个浪要冲的时候，
the storm stopped.
忽然间那个浪就平静下来。
Well, the disciples were amazed.
那么那个门徒就觉得很神奇。
I think they were very wet, but they were very amazed.
他们其实是很湿，身上已经冲了很湿，但是他们觉得很神奇。
Let me ask you a question.
那么牧师要问一个问题。
How do you interpret your circumstances?
那么我们如果面对这样的问题，我们要怎么样去反应？
When things happen to you.
如果事情在我们的身上发生的时候。
When something really bad happens to you suddenly.
如果有一个很糟的事情发生在我们的身上的时候。
How do you interpret it?
我们应该怎么样去反应
How do you make any sense out of it?
我们应该怎么样去面对
We find in the Old Testament there was a prophet, Jonah.
那么在那个旧约的时候有一个先知
God had told him to go to the city of Nineveh and to begin to declare God's judgment that was about to come.
那么他神就吩咐这个先知到城市里去宣告有一个灾难要来。
Well, the prophet didn't want to go.
那么那个先知说我不要去。
He said, I don't like to tell people, you know, that things are going to happen.
他说我就是不想去到城里去告诉人家有这样的灾难。
So he decided he'd go on a holiday instead.
他就说我要去度假。
So he got on the boat.
那么他就上了船。
Beautiful clear skies.
他就看到很美好的天气。
Sunny weather.
又很好的很好的
He had suntan lotion with him.
那么他又擦了那些
He's going to go for a cruise.
他就是要去度假
When they got on their way,
当他走的时候
Suddenly a great storm came.
那么他在船上走要走的时候那个暴风雨来了
Everybody praying to their gods.
那么开始每个人就祷告
Still the storm is there.
那个暴风雨还是要来
Finally Jonah said, it's all my fault.
那么这个先知就说都是我
God told me to do it
他说神就是对我说要做
And I didn't do it
但是我就是不要做这件事
It's all my fault
就是我的问题
Throw me overboard
他说把我丢下船吧
And the storm will stop
我相信那个风浪就平静了
So they did, they threw him overboard
那么那些人就真的把他丢下海去
And the storm stopped
那么那个风浪就平静
But in Jesus' situation
当我们看回耶稣的情况
There's also a storm
也是看到暴风雨。
Had Jesus disobeyed God?
那么耶稣有没有说违背天父呢
No.
他没有。
Of course not.
他没有。
Jesus always did what God told him to do.
那么耶稣就是很愿意顺服神的话。
So this is very interesting.
这个就是有 这里有趣的事情。
Two storms.
两个，你看到两个不同的风暴。
But you've got to be careful.
但是我们要小心。
Just because something bad happens to you.
当我们有不好的事情发生的时候。
Doesn't mean you've done something wrong.
不是说你一定是做错的。
Doesn't mean you've necessarily disobeyed God.
不是说你一定是不顺服的。
You may have obeyed God, and now the enemy's coming against you. That can happen.
可能你是在顺服的当中，但是就是那些敌人就是要来找你。
So it is very important.
这个是很重要的。
That you understand.
你就是明白。
What is really taking place?
你就是明白什么事情让你发生这样的事。
Whenever I come into a situation.
当牧师来到一个问题的时候。
I ask myself the question.
他就问自己一个问题。
Is there something that I've done?
是不是我做错什么
？That has opened the door for trouble.
是不是我打开一扇门给那些敌人进来
？I will pray about it.
我真的要祷告。
I say, Lord, is there something that I maybe that has caused this to happen that I've done?
那么他就跟神讲，主耶稣，是不是我做错了什么，让这个事情发生呢
？And you know what? God's very very faithful.
那么神就是这样的信实。
He will show you what's happening.
神就会就会告诉你的事情的发生。
But I find many times,
当他发觉很多时候
，It's not that things are happening because I've done something wrong.
不是说因为他做错事，所以事情发生。
It's because the enemy is coming against me.
是因为那些敌人就是要来对付你。
There was a time when both my children, not at the same time, but I've seen in the lives of both my children how the enemy.Has found an inroad.
那么在他的身上，他就是看到他两个孩子怎么样，这些敌人、这些魔鬼怎么样来攻击他
，and deceive them.
就是要怎么样来打倒他们。
Sometimes because the devil can't get to the parents, he'll try and get to the children.
那么这些魔鬼、这些敌人，就是他不能够来伤害。父母亲就是要伤害孩子。
And the mistake that we sometimes make as parents is that we feel we must have been bad parents.
那么我们时常就会觉得内疚，说我一定是一个不好的父母。
No, you haven't been a bad parent. It's a bad devil.
我们不是不好的父母，我们就是那个不好的魔鬼。
I've seen with our own children is that we've taught them the things of God.
我们看到自己的孩子，我们就是把他教好。
We've trained him up in the ways of Jesus.
我们就是要怎样的把神的话语把他带好。
But still, the enemy at some point deceived them.
那么魔鬼就是用各种方法，就是要攻击我们的孩子。
What do you do in a situation like that?
那么我们要怎么办呢
？Do you change your ideas?
那么我们要怎么样换我们的想法呢
？Well, you recognize the circumstance.
当我们认识我们的问题的时候
，and you realize that what you have done will still bear fruit.
但是我们要发觉，我们无论怎么样做，我们还是结果子的。
Just because the circumstance is changing doesn't mean that somehow you've done something wrong.
当问题在发生的时候，不是你一定是你做的不好。
Problems will come and problems will go.
那么问题来也问题也会去。
What is important is that we continue to believe God.In spite of what the circumstances look like.
那么我们要怎么样的依靠神，怎么样的信靠神的把问题带面对。
Amen.
Amen.
It was the devil who actually brought the storm in this situation.
其实是因为魔鬼这个敌人把这个风浪带来的。
Jesus was on his way to meet a man who was possessed with demons.
那么耶稣其实是要去上了船，要去接一个人去，因为这个人是被魔鬼附的。
And frankly, the devil was worried.
那么魔鬼就是在那里担心。
He knew it only took one Jesus to take care of a whole heap of devils.
那么他知道只有耶稣一个人就是可以对付这样多的魔鬼。
And I have some good news for you.
那么牧师说我有一个很好的消息。
If you're a believer,
如果你是个信徒
the devil is worried about you too.
那么魔鬼这个敌人就是更担心。
It only takes one believer who understands the power of the name of Jesus to take care of a lot of devils.
那么只有一个信徒就是靠着耶稣的能力就是要对付很多的敌人这个魔鬼
Now Jesus rebuked the storm because he knew where the source of that storm came from
那么耶稣就是要命令这个风雨停止、
Many natural experience have a spiritual reason behind it
那么每一个在属灵当中都有一个真正的一个不是问题是一个题目在当中的
In our Western world we tend to only look at the natural of things
那么在这个现代的社会当中我们时常都是看现实的事情
But in many Asian countries or even African countries they are aware of the spiritual things
那么在亚洲跟非洲的这一个国家我们就是不大明白这个属灵的征战
And in fact the Bible has something to say about that
那么在圣经里面有这样的说
In Hebrews 11 verse 3 this is what the Bible says
那么在希伯来书十一章
It says by faith we understand
那么在圣经里面说从信心我们明白
That the things that we see in the natural
当我们在超自然所看到的
are made of things that are invisible
就是有事情在我们所看不到的
God didn't create the world with natural things
那么神就是没有创造自然的
He spoke his word
他就是用他的话语
and the power of the Holy Spirit made it so
那么圣灵就在那里动工把它成就
Many times we give so much power to the natural things that we see.
那么我们时常就是用自己的能力在这个现实的社会。
We think that if we can control the natural things, everything will be fine.
我们以为我们可以控制现实的一切都没有问题。
But the Bible teaches the exact opposite.
那么圣经就是教导我们另外一方面。
It is the spiritual things that control natural things.
那么就是因为属灵我们可以胜过。
The quicker you understand that, the better it is.
那当我们更明白的时候，我们更能够胜过。
Jesus recognized that it was the devil who brought the storm.
那么耶稣就是承认就是魔鬼这个敌人所带来的。
That's why he didn't get a bucket like the disciples did.
所以他没有说哪一个桶就是要
And try to get more water out than was coming in
就是没有说帮忙就是把水从那个船上舀出去
They would have drowned
不然他们就会沉下去
I don't know about Jesus himself but they would have drowned
他们那些门徒就想着说可能我们会不会沉下去
The point is
那个重点是
If you are always busy with the natural things
如果我们在现实的事情当中很忙碌的话
and you don't see that the spiritual things are behind it
那么我们如果没有看到在属灵方面的时候
you can continue in a situation for a long time
我们就会一直面对很多这样的问题出现
it is amazing when I look at the ministry of Jesus
当我们看到耶稣的事工这个神迹奇事
的话 The way Jesus dealt with sickness and disease
那么耶稣怎么样的 面对那些有病的跟被那些人被鬼附的
For instance, there was a woman who was bowed over for 18 years
就是我们牧师就分享有一个老年人他的背就是弯曲的
It was a physical condition
就是一个健康的问题
I think if you would have taken her to hospital
如果你带他去医院的话
and they would a specialist would have checked her out
那么那个专业人士就会跟他检查
they would say well this woman has arthritis of the spine
可能他就会说他有风湿
or a deformed spinal column
可能有一些问题在骨上
but Jesus didn't say that
但是耶稣没有这么说
he saidA spirit of infirmity has bound her for 18 years.
那么耶稣就说在 属灵上的问题所以这样的被捆绑。
And when he rebuked the evil spirit, she was healed.
那么他奉这一个 这个事情要离开他的这个病要离开他的身上的时候，他就医治了。
The Bible speaks about a deaf and dumb person.
那么在圣经也有说过一个聋的跟哑巴的。
That's a person who cannot hear and cannot speak.
那么这个人不能讲话，也是耳聋的。
Jesus said it was a demon.
那么耶稣说是身上有个魔鬼。
And when he cast it out.The person could hear and speak.
当他就是把这个魔鬼赶出去的时候，他开始说话，也开始听得到。
Now, if you would tell a doctor that, they would laugh at you unless they know Jesus.
如果你跟医生讲的话，医生就会开始笑你。
Why?
为什么？
Because people look at the natural and believe that everything has to be fixed in the natural.
那么人就是看到现实的，以为说我们现实的能力就可以做好。
It is wrong to think that the natural world controls everything.
那么，如果我们单单想这样，也可能是错的。
The Bible teaches that there is a spiritual world that is real.
那么，在圣经里面有说过，在后面的那个看不到的那个灵是有在的。
The disciples only saw the storm.
那么，我们说回这一个门徒看到这一个风浪。
But Jesus saw what was happening behind the storm.
那么耶稣看到后面掌权的那一个。
We often look at, you know, a few great men or women that God will use in our time.
那么在现实的生活当中，我们也看到神怎么样用一些男男女女的怎么样使用他们。
When the disciples were in trouble, they straightaway looked to Jesus to help them.
那么也看到门徒，紧张的时候，他们只是快快的去找耶稣。
And he did help them.
耶稣有帮助他们。
Praise God for that.
感谢主。
But Jesus later rebuked them.
但是耶稣就这样的赶出他们。
He said, "Why were you so fearful?"
他就问他们说，为什么你这样惧怕
？How is it that you have no faith?
为什么你的信心到了哪里
？Now.I think we understand why they were fearful and why they were so afraid.
我们也明白为什么他们这样害怕，为什么他们这样的没有信心。
But obviously Jesus expected more from them.
但是耶稣盼望有更多的从他们来。
He wanted them to take care of the storm.
他就是盼望他们能够就是可以掌权这个风暴。
We may look at a few, you know, great people that canPray great prayers and do great things, but God is looking for the many believers that can do the work.
我们时常就是要去找那些很高很高的牧师啊，很高的长辈啊，来为我们祷告。但是耶稣就是盼望我们每个人都可以做得到。
I'm excited about the time we're living in.
牧师就是很盼望。
God is visiting His church in a new way.
那么耶稣就是。要兴起这样的教会。
He is raising up his church to be a great army in this time.
他就是要兴起他的教会成为一个勇士。
To lay hands on the sick.
就是能够为人按手祷告的。
To share the gospel with people.
就是能够分享这个信息的。
Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to see this great harvest.
我们就是要看到这一个很大的丰收。
Not because of a few great people.
不是因为有很多的这些很好的这些讲员或者
牧师 But because of many ordinary believers who love God and believe in His power.
就是因为我们有很多这些很普通的很信心很强的人。
Jesus said in Luke 10:19.
那么耶稣在路加福音十章。
Let's have a look at it. It says, Behold, I give you the authority.To trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy and nothing shall by any means hurt you. 10:19.
那么在路加福音我们可以看到
That's okay.
我这样讲了在这个经节就是看到神给我们权柄可以胜过所有的这些魔鬼
That is his desire
那个就是他的心意。
Not that we have to pray and ask God, oh God, please help us, help us.
不是因为我们这样祷告，神啊，你帮我们，帮我们。
But we recognize that He's put His authority on you.
那么我们要认识他已经把这个权柄交了给我们。
He gives you the privilege.
他就是给我们这样的一个机会。
To walk all over the devil.
就是把魔鬼踩在我们的脚下。
I want everyone to stand right now.
我们全部站起来。
Jesus said.
耶稣说
I give you authority
我给你这个权柄
to trample
就是 在那里踩踏
Let's do some trampling right now
我们就是要踩踏
This is a little exercise Come on
这个也是一个
Do it like you mean it I'm stepping on things Amen
我们要把魔鬼踩在我们的脚下
Yeah come on step on
我们要踩在我们的脚下
Jesus said trample on things
我们就是要有这样的权柄
All right Okay don't sit down yet
不要坐下来
I want you to do Listen, I'm very serious about this This might be funny But many times These funny things Are exactly the things That are going to bring change
牧师就是要说这个不是很开玩笑是很认真的
Some of you are facing things right now
可能我们现在所面对的一些的问题
Even if you're listening to the podcast right now
可能你在这里听一些事情
You stand up too
你
Amen. Because, Amen. You know what? We face many times things in our lives that are actually, they are engineered, they are organized by the devil.
那么有很多事情我们在面对的时候可能魔鬼就是在这里也安排他的事情。
A spiritual power that's been released against you.
那么一些超自然的事情就是在掌控。
Against your finances.
就是我们的经济的问题。
Against your family.
我们的家人的问题。
Against your health.
我们的健康的问题。
They're not things from God.
这些问题都不是从神来的。
They're not some test that God's sending you.
不是神就是要试炼我们来的。
They're the works of the devil.
就是那个魔鬼的工作。
Good things come from God.
好的事情是从神来的。
Bad things come from the devil.
那些不好的事情就是魔鬼来的。
Blessing comes from God.
祝福就是从神来的。
And pain and poverty, those things are of the devil.
那些伤痛，那些痛苦就是从魔鬼来的。
I want you to think about something that you're facing right now.
我们要想想看我们现在所面对的一些问题。
I want you to think about that thing.
我们想想看我们现在所面对的问题。
That need you have.
我们所要的。
That disease that's been in your body.
我们所有的问题，所有的病痛。
That relationship that is so difficult.
那些关系，那些人与人的关系。
I want you to do something by faith.
牧师要你用信心所做。
I want you to trample on it. Jesus name.
就是要把我们的脚踩在那些问题的上。
Say in Jesus name. I trample on you difficulty.
用耶稣基督的名字，我们要把它踩在脚下。
I trample on you.
因为主给我们这个权柄，我们就是踩在我们的。
Do it,
把它踩在我们的脚下
Amen.
所有的问题
Thank you, Father.
谢谢耶稣
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢天父
In Jesus
你没有权利的
no more. Praise God Amen. Amen. Amen You may be seated now
请坐
Praise God
感谢主
Welcome to this church We are not religious
牧师欢迎我们大家
But we do believe in the power of God
我们就是相信神的能力
Amen It doesn't take much to see God's power exercised
我们没有什么看到神的
There you go And it takes faith to do that
我们就是要用信心的去做
And faith that works is dead
那么没有信心所做的就是死的
I believe
牧师相信
You will see breakthroughs coming
你会看到更大的事情来到
From this dayBecause you did something. And God will move on something that looks very silly. Because we're dealing with spiritual things.
Amen.
You know, Jesus always spoke about whosoever, or as many as, or anyone.
那么耶稣所说的就是每一个人所做的。
Jesus was thinking of you when he said these things.
那么耶稣就是想到我们所这样做的。
Okay, let's move on.
那么我们又继续。
So they've been through the storm.
那么从这个风浪的当中。
They get to the other side.
那么他们到了另外一边。
The disciples get, and Jesus get out of the boat.
那么他们就上了船。
I think they're still wet.
他们就是很湿。
And then I think this is a funny picture.
那么牧师说这个是很好笑的一个情况
Can you imagine the disciples the way they looked?
那么你可以想象那些门徒的情况。
Their hair's all wild.
那么那些头发都凌乱。
They're soaking wet.
那么整身都很湿。
They say, "Wow, this is what following Jesus is all about."
哦，我们跟随着耶稣，难道就是这样吗
？They're standing there.
他们就站在那里。
They say, "Thank God we're alive."
他们就说，哎呦，感谢主，我还活着。
As they stand there,
当他们站住
，they see someone running towards them.
他们就看到很远的地方有人跑过来。
A man who is totally naked.
有一个人就是光着身体活
，and he's screaming.
走过来，他就喊着说
，and he looks dangerous.
他就看起来很危险。
He has a long beard.
他很长的一个胡须
，and his hair is sticking out.
那么头发也很乱的藏起来。
He looks more like an animal.
他看起来好像一个动物。
He is screaming.
他就大声的吼叫。
He looks crazy.
他好像一个疯子一样。
They look.
他们就看到
He is crazy.
他看到他真的是疯子。
They say, "Oh no!"
他说哦不是。
First the storm.
他说那个风浪。
Now a crazy man.
现在又一个疯子。
What have we done?
他说到底我们做了什么
？We're following Jesus.
我们跟随着耶稣。
Yeah. Never a dull moment with Jesus. If your life is dull.My question is, are you following Jesus?
那么我们是不是在跟随着耶稣呢
？If your life is boring,
如果我们的生命是很
I question if you're really following Jesus.
那么我们要是不是跟随耶稣呢
？Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, the man falls at Jesus' feet.
那么那个人就来到耶稣的跟前。
He worships Jesus.
他就敬拜耶稣。
As crazy as he looks,
他就就好像疯子一样。
He worships Jesus.
但是他敬拜耶稣。
And then these crazy sounds come out of it.
那么他有一个很一个声音跑出来。
This voice that begins to scream.
那个声音是好吼叫的。
Why have you come here?
他说你在哪里？
I don't want anything to do with you.
他说为什么你来这个地方我不要跟你有什么关系
Have you come to hurt me?
你是不是来伤害我
I know who you are.
我知道你是谁
You are the son of God.
你就是神的儿子
Jesus looked at it.
那么耶稣看看他
He said, shut up.
他说你安静
Come out of him.
你出来
And suddenly the disciples realize this man is demon possessed.
那么最后那个门徒发现原来这个人就是被鬼附的
Now, a lot of people may have said, oh, this man has lost his mind.
那么有很多人以为说这个人就是神经有问题
No, he had not lost his mind.
其实他不是有问题
Satan had taken his mind.
因为撒旦就是附在他身上
It shows you how crazy the devil is.
就是要给你看到那一个魔鬼有多疯狂
Because...This man is his whole life is being destroyed.
那么这一个男人就是看到他整个生命就是被魔鬼所拥有。
Again, there's a spiritual power behind the reason why this man is like this.
那么就是因为有一个超自然在背后所掌权的。
Jesus did not say, just give him a pill, he'll be okay.
那么耶稣没有说给他一粒药吃就好了。
We'll give him electric shock treatment, that'll fix it.
那么可能给他电一电他可能也好了。
No, those are natural things.
那个是自然的事情。
This man needed much more than that.
那这个人就是需要更多的。
Jesus cast the devil out of the old devil left real quick.
那么耶稣就是要把他从他身上那个魔鬼赶出去。
They did not want to be anywhere near Jesus.
他就是这个魔鬼就是不要耶稣。
They begged him, "Will you let us go?"
他就是说，求他让他走。
Don't hurt us.
他说不要伤害我。
And Jesus told him to go.
那么耶稣说你走
It's amazing to me that Jesus made this whole trip for just one person.
那么就是很奇妙的耶稣就是为了一个人就是整个旅程就是为了那个人
The Bible shows that Jesus did no other miracle while he was there. In fact, he left straight after this.
那么没有任何其他的事情奇妙的事情就是这一个事情最奇妙
For one man, he made that trip.
就是因为这一个人他就是就是要用
He left the multitudes.
他就是离开那些环境
Just for one man.
就是因为这个人
Why is that?
为什么
Because to Jesus, what was happening was illegal.
耶稣所做的可能是, 不对, 犯法的。
No person is made to be the playground of the devil.
那么没有什么东西是为魔鬼创造的。
Whenever Jesus confronted the person with sickness and disease, he'd heal him.
那么如果人带着病痛的话, 耶稣医治他。
Whenever he met a person that was possessed by a devil, he would cast it out.
那么如果人 就是被鬼服的，耶稣也把他赶出去。
Whenever he came into a situation where there was lack, he would meet the need.
那么如果有人来到耶稣有缺乏的，耶稣也要帮助他。
The message that Jesus preached was very simple.
那么耶稣所分享的信息是很简单的。
He said, "It is time to repent."
那么他说，时间到了，让你悔改。
In other words, change the way you think about God.
那么就要改变你对神的看法。
Because the kingdom of God has come.
因为神的国度已经来到。
What is the kingdom of God?
什么是神的国度呢?
It is God's will becoming reality.
那么就是神就是来到这里。
In every situation where something was contrary to God's will, Jesus imposed the power of God's kingdom on that situation.
就是因为问题来到的时候，耶稣就是来到这里，就是要用他的能力。
So when Jesus met a sick person,
所以耶稣就是要跟那些去遇见那些有病的人。
He would enforce the will of God on that situation, and the person was healed.
那么他就是用神的能力，就是那个人就是要得到医治。
If a person had died before their time and Jesus was there,
那么当那个人就是 死了，耶稣在那里的时候，
He'd raise that person from the dead.
他就是, 叫那个人复活。
Because it was not God's will that any person die before their time.
那么如果, 那个人死不是在他的时间当中，是不应该死的。
If there was a situation where there was lack,
如果在一个, 缺乏的时候,
Jesus met the need so that there was no longer any lack. But abundance.
耶稣就是来到我们的当中，就是要给，要帮助我们没有任何的缺乏。
Sometimes Christians get upset when we talk about prosperity.
那么有时候人，我们基督徒所分享的那个富有的问题。
They say, "Are you one of those prosperity people?"
那么他们就会说，啊，你要富有的人吗？
Well, prosperity is the will of God.
那么富有是从神来的。
I'm not talking about materialism.
我们不是说, 那个经,
is that a hard word?
No,
is that a difficult word?
No.
Okay.
Sometimes I can't come into
okay.
my mind.
Materialism is where a person is looking for their security in the natural realm.
那么, 那个, 享受不是说不好。
People that look, they want to have a lot of money because they're afraid that if they don't have a lot of money, they will be in need.
那么如果我们有时候想我们要有很多钱就没有说没有需要的。
That's not prosperity.
那个不是富有。
Prosperity is where I know that God's my source.
那么我们富有是我们更认识神。
And he's the boss even of all of my money and everything I possess.
那么他就是我们所有的
If I got $5 left and he says, give that $5 to that person, I can give it because I know he's my source.
如果我们有五块钱的话，如果神说把五块钱给人的话，我也愿意的去给，因为他就是那位供应的。
That's blessing. That's prosperity.
那个就是真正的祝福，这个就是真正的蒙福。
So when Jesus saw this man who was totally naked and out of his mind, he came to bring God's will into that situation.
那么看到耶稣看到这一个人就是光着身体来到的时候, 他就是要来帮这个人。
Every time when Jesus came into a situation, he would bring God's will into that situation.
那么时常主耶稣看到这些人的问题来到的时候, 他就是要把神的事交,
And Jesus has never changed. He still restores people's lives today. He still works the same miracles through his children.
他还是行神迹奇事在他的孩子的身上。
I love how this story ends.
那么在这个故事的结尾。
This man had been so crazy.
这个人看起来很疯狂。
And he had done so many crazy things that he was well known in the region where he lived.
那么他做了很多那些疯的东西，但是在这个社群上。
Just when Jesus was about to leave again into the boat,
那么当耶稣又要回去上船的时候，
the man asked Jesus if he could go with him.
那么这个人就开始跟耶稣讲，我可以跟你上来吗？
Surprisingly, Jesus said no.
那么很奇妙的，耶稣说不可以。
He said, I want you to go back to all of those places where people know you.
他说，他就跟这个人讲，你，我要你回去你的城市当中，
and tell them what I've done for you.
你要去分享我所为你做的。
That is an amazing story.
这个是很奇妙的故事。
Because the Bible says this man was now clothed.
那么这个圣经里面说，现在这个人已经穿上了衣服，
and in his right mind.
啊，已经正常起来了。
And the Bible says wherever he went,
无论他所去的，现在。
And he told them the story of what had happened with him.
那么他就告诉每个人他所发生在他身上的故事。
People were amazed.
人家就觉得很奇妙。
They were amazed for two reasons.
他们奇妙的是两件事。
First of all, because they heard how that it was God's will to restore a life that probably was not worth fixing.
那么他们奇妙的是第一件事是因为神怎么样的？他的意思怎么样来拯救这个人变成正常的
？In more and more countries today, they have this thing called mercy killing.
那么在很多这个国家的当中，有很多这样的头脑。
It's basically where they say this person is in a lot of pain, and we can't fix it, so we'll just kill it.
那么 ，sorry， 不好意思。有很多人，很多人就是要那种自然死的。
More and more countries are adopting that idea.
那么有很多人越来越同意有这样的自然死。
They say, look, there's nothing we can do for you.
他说我们没有什么可以为你做的。
You will continue to be in a lot of pain.
你不然你就会有很多的病痛。
If you want to.
如果你要的话，
we can finish it for you,
我们可能可以帮你解决这个问题。
And you will die.
那么你就去吧。
You won't live, but you won't have any more pain.
那么你当你我们解决这个问题，让你去的话，你就不会有这么的痛。
God's got a better plan.
那但是神有更好的解决的方式。
There was one man who died.
那么有一个人死了。
So that everyone else.
所以全部人就。
No matter how great the pain.
无论有多痛，
can receive the will of God.
就可以接受这个。
But that means that we as believers have to do our part also.
那么我们基督徒要做我们的本分。
I think many times because the church has been weak.
那么有很多时候因为教会的软弱，
we have given the devil place to bring these terrible laws.
那么就是给魔鬼有这样的机会带进这样的一个问题。
But that's a different story.
这个是另外一个讲法，是故事。
Not only did Jesus send him out to tell them what God had done, but also he wanted to demonstrate something.
那么不是单单他叫这一个人出去城市去分享，他也有一个示范。
I like the phrase that truth can be demonstrated.
那么牧师就是喜欢，就是那个信心可以释放出来的。
If it is true,
如果是真的，
if it is true that what we're saying in the Bible is really so,
如果在圣经里面是真实的所讲的，
we can prove it.
我们可以证实出来。
If we tell that God heals the sick,
如果我们跟神讲你医治那个病痛，
that it's not His will for people to be sick,
这不是神的意思要让人家有病痛的。
Then we need to have the ability to prove that.
那么我们就要用这样的一个证实出来。
I believe God is stirring up His church.
我相信神正在眺望他的 教会
for us to expect that to be so.
就是要让这个事情发生。
Testimonies today are the proof that this message is real.
那么见证就是要证明圣经里面说的。
I believe that Christianity in our day is going to be more and more attractive to people out there.
那么在这个现代的社会基督教是更有意思的在当中。
Because they'll see it is a message that works.
就是要看到这些信息所能实现的。
We don't just sing pretty little songs.
我们不是单单唱一些歌。
Have a little message.
一点信息。
Pray a prayer.
就是祷告。
Have a cup of coffee.
就是喝了茶。
And go home.
就散会了。
And do it again next week.
我们下个星期又来。
That's not what this is about.
不是这样的一个形式。
No, God wants us to become equipped.
神就是要让我们快点。
To become courageous.
就是要让我们更有信心。
To begin to believe what he says.
就是相信他所说的。
And to expect him to confirm his word.
就是要让他证实他的自己的话语。
Many people are suffering.
很多人在受这样的痛苦。
Many people live broken lives.
有很多人就是活在那个破碎的家庭。
We know that Jesus is the answer.
我们知道耶稣就是答案。
He is the only way.
他就是那个道路。
He is the one who gives life.
他就是给我们生命的。
And he wants to work through you.
他就是要我们的在我们的身上动工。
God has no better person than you.
他就是一个很好的一个没有别的选择。
You are his open door to people.
我们就是那一个能够跟人分享的。
He's not going to send an angel to do it.
他不是差派天使去做。
He's not going to have a person from another country do it.
他不是差派那些别的国家来做。
He's called you to do it.
他只是要我们去做。
Amen.
Amen.
I believe,
牧师相信
that everyone is included.
无论在座的每一位
in this great harvest that's coming.
这一个时候是一个丰收的时候
And I believe that this church will be known as a place where God's power moves freely.
这个教会就是有神的能力在当中。
That when people come here, they know they're going to get help.
他们来到这里就是能够得着神的帮助。
That is God's heart and it's our heart.
这是神的心也是我们的心。
I believe we're in for some good days.
我们相信我们往后的日子。
I'm glad to be alive.
我们很开心的我们还能够有继续活着。
Amen. These are good days.
这个是很好的日子。
Hallelujah. Let's all stand, shall we?
我们站起来。
I want to ask if there's any person here today.
牧师要问在座的每一位。
You've not received Jesus.
你们曾经没有认识耶稣，没有接受过耶稣的。
Or maybe there was a time in your life where you knew him.
可能你在过去的日子有听过耶稣。
But you're far away from him now.
那么你就是离开他很远。
I'm about to pray for you.
牧师要为你祷告。
Just so I know that you want to be included in this prayer.
那么如果你要在这个跟着这个祷告的当中
I want you to do something very simple.
牧师要做一个很简单的事情
If you say, Pastor Steve, I want you to include me in that prayer.
那么你可以说牧师我想做这样的祷告
I want to get right with God.
我想跟神有这样的关系
I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life.
我想邀请耶稣做我的生命的救主
I believe he's the Son of God.
我相信他是神的儿子
I want to open my heart for him today.
我想把我的生命交给他
I would like to be included in your prayer.
我想在你的祷告的当中
If that's you, just raise up your hand right now.
如果是你的话请你举起手
Thank you. Anybody else say, I want to be included in that prayer.
我们想要你的祷告
Just waiting for you.
我们只是你可以举起手
This is very important. Just put up your hand so I can see you.
敞开接受耶稣成为我们的救主进来在我们的生活或者生命里面
Let's pray this together.
我们要为你祷告
Out loud.
我们要一起为这个祷告
Say, Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
I ask you today.
我祈求你今天
come into my life.
进入我的生命里
I ask you to forgive me.
我祈求你原谅我
cleanse me from all my sin.
祈求你洗去我的一切的罪
I thank you that you took my place on the cross.
我感谢你为我钉在十字架上
You suffered for me.
你就是为我受了这样的苦
The innocent for the guilty.
我的不是
And I receive today.
我今天接受
Your forgiveness.
接受你的原谅。
Cleanse me.
接近我。
Make me new.
把我成为一个新的人。充满我。
With your Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵的充满。
I receive your new life.
我接受你给我的新生命。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Ross, would you come? Hallelujah.